Good choice. Not great choice, but good choice.
Fantastic choice. Thank you.
Well, Mother by Danzig.
Who?
Mother by Danzig would be the...
I've never heard of them.
Danzig, man.
Danzig, man. Code word this hour is Mother. Time for your chance to win $1,000. We haven't had a winner on this show. Come on, people.
They coming.
Hope so.
They come. We get one every year.
We never get shut out.
They coming.
Text the word mother right now to 72881. It's WQAM's $1,000 slap shot. Text mother to 72881. $1,000 slap shot brought to you by Anajar and Levine. Accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. 1-800-747-3733. If you don't win this time, your next chance will be at 5 o'clock. It is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Text the word MOTHER to 72881. Did you look at any of the... games coming up this weekend and what the lines are. Somebody had texted in, hey, you have to have a new prognosticator on next week because Rob Pizzola did not do well last night. I looked at what he did last night. Hold on. He told us to bet the Florida Panthers last night. Now, they lost. That's a tough loss, though. They had the lead with 8 seconds left in the third period. That's called being on the wrong side of the right bet.
You tell me that a lot when we lose.
And I say it a lot. He did have NBA first score last night, the Detroit Pistons. He said Andre Drummond is what, the tip-off king?
Tip-off god.
Andre Drummond did win the tip last night. They just didn't score. And so he lost that bet. He had highest scoring quarter in the Spurs-Thunder game last night. Give it to the Spurs. That was a push. Both the Spurs and the Thunder both had quarters last night that had 37 total points.
That was a heck of a game.
That was a heck of a game.
It was.
And he's got the Red Wings tonight. So he was what? He was 0-2-1 last night. Not great. Not great, Bob.
That's what you call not great.
That's not great. You lost a lot of money last night if you listen to us.
That's great.
Hopefully you win it back this weekend. I wonder if there is an early line on the UM-UF game.
Yeah, somebody's going to try to make money off of
it. Right? But, you know, I mean, you literally don't know who's anyone. Like, that's a tough way to bet. Not that I'm against it.
I'd bet on Florida now.
You would?
You know what? No, I wouldn't because the turnover at Miami. I have to see how all the chips fall.
Like, what if they do get Jalen Hurts?
That'll move the line.
Oh, my goodness, would that move the line?
It's not a JUCO guy. This
no,
guy's 26-2.
That's a national championship quarterback.
Yeah. No, I'm serious. We were talking earlier and I was serious, but I was going to get to a point where when we get close to the game, I was going to say, I'm the house. Anybody I'll book all bets. The Gators are going to beat the hell out of them. If they get Jalen Hurts, I might pull back a little bit.
The early game tomorrow is the Colts at the Chiefs. Chiefs are 5.5-point favorites. I love
Colts.
Indianapolis.
I'll take Colts money line.
This has to be the Chiefs' year. It has to be.
Why?
Or Andy Reid then cannot succeed in the playoffs.
Well, you know, Patrick Mahomes is a puppy still.
Oh, man. After this season, this would be their first playoff game, right? This season? They had a bye last week? Come on. Not after that season, no.
What about Indy? Their turnaround.
Indy's great. Indy's great.
That offense, and the funny thing, people overlook their defense. They proved something to me last week against the Texans.
Yes.
That defense is biting. I like Indy.
You do. Plus 5.5 or even on the money line.
I was saying on the money line. I think Indy can do it.
Wow, would that be a disappointment for KC? Oh, my goodness, would that be a disappointment.
Marlon Mack had, what, he had 130 last week?
He was running all over everyone.
Andrew Luck, the least sacked quarterback in the NFL last year, 18 sacks through the entire season. They solidified that O-line. Quentin Nelson was power bombing Jadeveon Clowney throughout that game. Colts can take that one, man. I overlooked them all. I think I'm so high on them because I overlooked the Colts all season.
Well, I think they started 1-5, didn't they? It was easy to overlook them.
Then it was like, oh, okay. Oh, they're winning some games. This will be cute for next year.
Dolphins could have beaten that team. The Dolphins and Adam Gase And Ryan Tannehill could have beaten that team.
If
he didn't wuss out. God, that's a killer. If I'm Ryan Tannehill, honestly, and I'm looking back at my career, I'm assuming he's not going to be a Dolphins quarterback again, but I don't know anything. If I'm looking back at my career, I might point to that Indianapolis game as something that changed my future in Miami. Was that the week before New England or the week after?
No, New England was right before the three-game butt-kicking.
Right. But was one of...
was that? Got to look at the schedule. You got it, Lero?
That was after the Packers game.
It was after the... So it was before the New England game?
It was after the bye week. I'm sorry.
Okay.
That was coming out the bye week, too. You're supposed to be prepared coming out the bye week.
They were prepared. No, they looked good the entire game.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Third and long, and Adam Gase... It wasn't even third and long. It was first down, but it was deep in your own territory, and Adam Gase just said, I don't want to do this. That's all he did. I don't want to do this because Ryan Tannehill is my quarterback.
He told us, I've seen a Hall of Fame quarterback get to safety in this end zone before. Man, that's a different game, different year.
They weren't even standing on the end zone.
6-yard line.
Good luck with him, Jets fans.
If I'm Tannehill, because you made me think about it when you said that, I was like, do you think of that one game, one series, one quarter? I would go back to when Calais Campbell hit me in the knee.
Well, certainly, that changes your entire trajectory.
If I was Tannehill, I was about to be a Pro Bowler until I got injured.
Yep. I was going to quarterback a playoff game.
Yeah.
I was finally doing what a number one pick does.
And it got
taken from me.
And as a player, you think that way.
Yeah.
Man, I was balling, and then darn injury. Yeah.
And some people do that, and they weren't really balling. He was balling when he sustained that injury.
I think that'll be... That's a good question. What would Ryan Tannehill look back on his career and think about Miami?
Has to be that, because that was his season. That was the season that everyone was waiting for, and they were headed to the playoffs. And, I mean, Matt Moore was able to quarterback them into the playoffs. Ryan Tannehill was playing better than Matt Moore.
You know Tannehill's narrative is going to be what mine was, where the Dolphins did me wrong for years, giving me these terrible coaches and terrible coordinators and terrible offensive quarterback coaches, and now I need to go somewhere that can do me right.
Yep.
Tannehill, this wherever he goes is a reemergence of his career.
But it could also reinforce that he is a coordinator and coach killer.
Yes.
Because that's the other side of that narrative, that coordinators and coaches lose their jobs because they trust in Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah.
One of the two is the truth, maybe a little bit of both.
He sent Mike Sherman back to high school. That's not a joke, man.
He did.
Mike Sherman was his OC. And then he was in high school. Good grief.
Then the late game tomorrow, Falero is wearing his Cowboys jersey proudly now. Rams are 7-point favorites over Dallas in Los Angeles. I think that is a Rams runaway.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Really?
Yeah, I don't see it, man.
Cowboys can run the ball. Cowboys can win.
My whole thing about that, Lero, is yes, the Rams have one of the worst run defense in the league, and the Cowboys can run the ball. But can you keep up with the Rams' offense?
If we keep them off the field, yes.
By running the ball.
Running the ball.
30 times with Zeke?
Yeah, it's going to be 25 to 30 times with Zeke. And just clock management, man.
And the defense is playing. Dallas' defense is surprising.
The over-under is 49.5. If you think that's what they're going to do and that they're capable of doing it, you'd want to bet the under there.
Yeah, it's going to be a low-scoring game. Yeah, I'll say 24-13 Cowboys.
If the Cowboys win, it got to be low scoring.
Yeah.
They can't keep up with them offensively.
Let's bet the over, Hawk. Don't tell this guy.
$1 billion on the Rams and the over.
How are you guys doing and you're betting?
Fair point.
Exactly. Crowder?
You know I am. I'm with this guy. He kills me.
You're on the wrong side of a right
bet. Blower. He's with the blower.
Blower! Eat lunch at 12.
And then
my name is Mark.
And then on Sunday, the Patriots are 4-point favorites over the Chargers. I am so confused on that game, man.
I'm with you.
I think Patriots kill them.
I mean, it'd be tough to bet against the Patriots at home, playoff game, you know.
Off a bye week,
but.
They're 8-0 at home this year.
Who did we have on? Was it Pizzoli yesterday that said if you just looked at the Patriots roster and didn't know they were the Patriots, you'd go, how the hell is this team going to keep up with the Chargers?
Yeah.
And he's not wrong on that. That Patriots team, they don't have a decent receiver.
No. And they've been a different team since Josh Gordon got suspended.
Totally.
Or, hell, kicked out the league again. It seems like an easy thing to say Chargers. But then you're like, I'm betting against the Patriots in Foxborough?
Right. Like, how stupid do you have to be to bet against the Patriots with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick in a playoff game off a bye week at home? I mean,
I'm going Pats. You know what? They've trained me over the years. When me playing, getting the hell beat out of us by them, and then watching them come back on the Falcons. I got to go Pats.
And the late game on Sunday is the New Orleans Saints. They are 8-point favorites at home against the Philadelphia Eagles.
I think they win, but eight's a big number.
Eight's a lot of points. I'm torn on that game too, right? Because the Eagles, do you believe in that Nick Foles magic?
Oh, I believe in it. But Drew Brees is just good. He doesn't need magic.
He hasn't looked great, though, the last five or six games?
Yeah. I think if you watch those games, they kind of, I don't want to say hung it up, but they were already in the playoffs. They already, when they locked up that one seed, it was kind of like, let's get to the playoffs.
Yeah.
And then I love Sean Payton's encouragement.
Oh, my goodness.
Love that.
So he brought into the locker room with an armed guard, by the way.
Yeah.
$235,000? $225,000 in cash. And by the way, that's the bonus, right? If you win a Super Bowl, every player gets that. And he said, you guys want this?
And the trophy.
Yep. You guys want this? Go win three games. That was his message.
The hell with the Gipper. The hell with do this for somebody you love. The hell with all those pregame speeches you've heard. That was the best pregame, or that was the best encouraging coach speak I've ever heard. That's the best story I've ever heard about trying to get a team ready to go. Because what else? Be a champion, get paid.
$225,000. I don't care how much money you have. If somebody says to you, do you want an extra $225,000? Here's what you need to do to get it.
Go out and get it. You think the Gipper's giving out $225,000? Hell no.
By the way, 560 WQAM invites you to join our sister station, Kiss Country. They've got their 34th annual chili cook-off powered by Ford. It's January 26th at C.B. Smith Park in Pembroke Pines. Headliners include Brooks and Dunn, Luke Combs, Rodney Atkins, Low Cash, lots of other bands. You can get tickets right now at WKIS.com. We have a prize to give away, huh?
We do.
Should we do a game show, or should we just take a lucky caller?
Well, if we do a game show, just let me know, okay?
Do you want to do a game show in the next segment?
Me?
Anyone?
I'm down.
Anyone here?
Let's do it.
You do want to do one?
Yeah.
We have a $50 gift card to Duffy's. You know how much I love Duffy's Sports Grill. $50 gift card, play a little game show?
I'm down.
There's Duffy's all over South Florida, so you win this. You're good wherever you live. So, all right, line it up, 305-567-0560 or 954-567-0560. We'll do one of those wacky radio game shows. We will give away a $50 gift card to Duffy Sports Grill in the next segment. Radio.com.
Nope.
All right.
He's visiting Sunday.
Are you sure that he's visiting Coral Gables Sunday?
Hurricane Sport and Barry Jackson retweeted it.
Okay.
Barry Jackson.
Yeah. He's going to be here Sunday.
And Jalen Hurts is going to be visiting Maryland tonight. All I know.
That's not competition.
I'm telling you, you fly into Maryland tonight, it's like 4 degrees. Everybody's all bundled up. He's going to come down here on Sunday?
Yes.
Yeah. We got him.
Oh. He's going to Maryland because Mike Locksley's going to Maryland.
Right. We were talking about that yesterday.
So that's the same connection that we're making with
Correct.
Dan Enos.
Correct. So. Maryland makes sense for the same reasons that we say Miami makes sense.
Yep.
But he was most recently. Right? With Dan Enos?
No, Locksley was there too.
But who was the quarterback's coach?
Enos. Mr. Enos, yeah.
Mr. Enos.
Enos. Loxley was at Alabama, too. He just went back to Maryland. So he was the OC at Alabama, and Enos was the quarterback coach. They both left the same time.
And they were going to give Enos the OC position that Loxley had vacated.
Yes. And so they both went. The two schools that the ex-OC and the ex-quarterback coach went to, Jalen Hurts is visiting.
Makes sense. Yeah. Especially for everything that you said, which is, hey, I got a season, and I'm going to go somewhere where I'm going to play, period. Yes. I've got one season. I'm going to go somewhere that I'm going to play.
I looked to make sure that Mike Loxley was the OC of Alabama last year, and I wasn't misspeaking. His head coaching career, his overall record is 3-31.
His head coaching career, where was he a head coach?
New Mexico, interim head coach at Maryland before.
3-31.
3-31.
But a good season as an offensive coordinator at Alabama wipes all that off.
He was at Florida when I was there. He's a good coach. Good guy.
All right, I've got this $50 gift card for Duffy's Sports Grill, and you can find the Duffy's nearest you at duffysmvp.com. Great place to watch the playoffs this weekend, Duffy's. So we'll do a little radio game show here just to have a little detour into the world of fun. We have game show music, Laro. We'll just do the thing where I tell you a factoid. These are legitimate factoids about either me, Crowder, or Falero. If you listen to the show a lot, you probably have a leg up on the other listeners because you know us a little bit. If you don't, you take a guess. I mean, what's the worst that can happen?
They lose.
So if you get what? 2 out of 3? 3 out of 5? How should we do the game?
2 out of 3?
I'd say about 2 out of 3.
All right, let's do 3 out of 5. 3 out of 5. If you get 3 out of 5 right, you get a $50 gift card for Duffy's Sports Grill. Use it at any one of the many Duffy's locations all over South Florida. Should I go in order of how long they've been on hold, Falero?
Whatever you want to do.
Joshua is on line one. He's been on hold the longest. Should I go to him first?
No.
Really?
You don't like Josh?
He's not going to listen to me.
Okay.
I'm talking about Hawk.
Joshua, you're on 560 WQAM. Hello, Joshua.
Hey, guys. How are you?
You understand how to play this game?
I do.
All right. We're going to give you a factoid here. You tell me whether it's me, Crowder, or Falero. Do you listen to the show often?
Most days.
Every now and then?
Yeah, when I'm in the car at this time.
All right.
You're a good man.
About 15, 20 minutes here and there?
Yeah. About maybe an hour.
Oh, all right. Okay.
All right, yeah.
All right.
Sweeps.
Sweeps. Radio rating sweeps.
Is it sweeps week?
I don't know.
Oh, we don't know.
All right, here you go. You ready?
Yes.
I once had a test for syphilis where the doctor had to insert a small glass tube into my urethra to get a sample. The test was negative. Is that me, Crowder, or Falero?
Crowder.
Something wrong? Yeah.
Reread that. You said small glass tube.
That is incorrect.
I would have needed a big glass tube.
It was me. Worst doctor experience I've ever had in my life.
And when you heard STD, I popped up in your mind, Joshua?
It does make more sense
you
than
go
me.
To hell.
You're a little dirtier, aren't you?
Come on, blower.
It felt like a story you would tell.
Right? Yeah. That was the worst experience at a doctor's office in my life. I don't think they test for syphilis that way anymore. I don't think they actually I don't think they have to actually. I haven't had sex in 1,000 years. But I don't think they test by actually inserting something into the urethra. All right, you got one wrong. You need to get 3 right here, Joshua.
I got it. I'm here. Here comes the comeback.
All right. I'm addicted to Dippin' Dots. I'm addicted to Dippin' Dots. Is that me, Crowder, or Falero?
That one I'll say is Crowder.
That is correct.
That is indeed Crowder, and that is the ice cream of the future.
Oh, man, I love him.
You are on the cutting edge there, Crowder. All right, you got one right, one wrong. You ready to continue?
Ready.
All right. Some of these are just jokes that write themselves. I'm looking at them, you know, as you're hearing, like, I don't have anything in order, so I'm looking at them, and it's just like, all right. I played trombone in high school.
Falero.
Of course.
That
I mean, that's why I looked at it and giggled. Of course he played trombone in high school. All right.
Give that away.
You've got everything about you. You've got two right and one wrong. So if you get the next one right, you get a $50 gift card for Duffy's Sports Grill. You ready?
I got it.
I once bit someone and broke their skin. I once bit someone and broke their skin.
I'll say Falero again.
Something wrong? Something wrong? Yeah.
No, come on. If you listen to this show, you know who's got the teeth that can be used as a weapon. That is my friend Channing Crowder here. He's also got the anger that would allow him to bite someone and break skin. When did that happen?
In a Tampa Bay Buccaneer game.
You bit someone?
Yeah. There was a fumble.
Fumble pile?
Yeah, fumble pile, and the ball was right in front of my face, and I couldn't really get my hands up because I was smashed under the pile, but I saw a wrist, so I slid my helmet up a little bit and tore that wrist up.
I mean,
it
you
started bleeding.
Bit so hard that you broke someone's skin?
Yeah.
Like a sweaty arm, too.
Man, Ew. Listen, we got the fumble, though.
Did you?
Yeah, we got the fumble.
All right, you got two right and two wrong. It all comes down to this, Joshua.
I feel the pressure.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Can you handle it?
I got it. I'm good.
I do not like pepper on my food. I do not like pepper on my food. Who said that? Who's that true about? Hockman, Crowder, or Falero?
I've narrowed it down to two. I will say Hockman.
That is correct.
You are correct. You're a big winner. I refuse to eat anything with pepper. I don't like the taste of it. I think it ruins anything. I hate when people put pepper on any food.
It's weird.
I know. Joshua, you're a big winner.
Thank you, guys.
So you're going to get a $50 gift card for Duffy's Sports Grill. You can find the one closest to you at duffysmvp.com. Where do you live, Joshua?
I live in Kendall.
Kendall, there's a yeah. Duffy's right by there, so you're good to go. Going to put you on hold here. Before I do, though, Joshua,
yes. What
is your favorite sports radio station on the AM dial between 550 and 570 amplitude modulation?
That's a tough one, but I will say 560.
There you go. I mean, this guy's a radio contest pro. Do you have that montage yet?
Yes.
All right. So earlier in the show, we had Manish Mehta.
Manish Mehta.
Manish Mehta.
Manish Mehta. Cooler. He, don't just cooler. Manish Mehta.
Manish Mehta on the show. He is a writer for the New York Daily News. And the reason that we had him on, he wrote the only positive column for New York Jets fans about Adam Gase being hired. In fact, it said, rejoice, Jets fans. The Jets got it right with the hire of Adam Gase.
That's weird.
And so Falero booked him for the show. And I'd like to be able to pronounce people's names correctly. So, and a little look behind the scenes. Falero, on our show sheet, and this is great producing.
Yeah.
To find it. On our show sheet, he phonetically spelled Manish Mehta. And it's the reason that I ignored it, because he really didn't phonetically print it out correctly. Like, I understand.
Are you sure?
Yeah, your heart was in the right place, but you wrote Manish Mehta. Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad. So. But I, you know, I like to reset the interviews. You know, Dave Hyde is with us from the Sun Sentinel, you know, because radio, you're not, you know, you don't see the person. So I tried during the interview to reset it several times, as I do. And because I was shaky about his name, Manish Mehta, I pronounced it differently every time. And I think Crowder and Filerio caught on about, you know, the fourth time. Some listeners caught on about the fifth or sixth time. But I kept trying to reset it, pronouncing his name differently, thinking one of these will be right. And I'm going to hit. And so I Filerio has been delighting over this since he was on.
I started marking it.
Yeah, he was marking it on the log. It was over an hour ago that he was on. And I didn't know. I saw Filerio working feverishly back there. I didn't know what he was working on. Then he told me in the last segment that he made a montage of all the different ways that I pronounced Manish Mehta's name. So I will hear this for the first time as you do. Go ahead. Let's hear it. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, Manish Mehta. Thank you for making time for us, Manish. Hello, Manish. Manchu Mehta is joining us now. Manish Mehta, he talking with Manute Mehta on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Moses Malone with us here on 560. Manish Mehta, Manchu Walk. Thank you for making time for us, Manish. Mehta Manesh with us here on 560 WQAM. Manitoba, Canada. Manish Mehta Manesh. Manish Mehta. Manish Manchu Walk. Manish Mehta, Manitoba, Canada. Manchu Mehta. Moses Malone with... I think you doctored that.
Me?
I think you doctored that a little bit.
I just said like 16 different pronunciations.
I wanted to get it right.
Oh, boy. Oh, that caught me off guard.
I'm pretty sure you doctored some of that.
No, I didn't touch
you
any
did.
Of it.
All right, quick break, and we'll come right back. Radio.com. Radio.com. I just saw this from Bruce Feldman, Fox Sports. We've had him on the show before, Bruce Feldman, college football writer.
Yeah.
Source, Tampa Bay Bucks assistant offensive line coach Butch Berry is expected to become the new O-line coach at University of Miami. He will assist the Canes' new OC Dan Enos, trying to get the UM offense cranked back up again. Berry spent 5 years at Central Michigan and worked for Enos there. So Tampa Bay Bucks assistant OC coach will now become the O-line coach at University of Miami. I mean, they're formulating a different offensive unit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
With Dan Enos heading it up and the potential of bringing in a Jalen Hurts at quarterback, and that is a potential. Like, they are definitely revamping the offense.
That's good, as you're supposed to do when you have a down season like that.
Yes, well, it's why the interview of Dowell Loggins as head coach for the Dolphins seems to fly in the face of conventional logic. Well, that explanation right there kind of flies in the face of the interview today.
They're bring him back and give him a promotion? No, but really.
Dolphins, by the way, did send out a press release to the media. It says, we have completed interviews with Dowell Loggins and Darren Rizzi for our head coaching position. So they have interviewed Loggins, Rizzi, Flores, Richard. Did they ever interview Eric Bieniemy?
Yes, they did.
They did?
Yeah, they did.
So Bieniemy also.
Yeah.
So what'd they do? They did five interviews or six, somewhere around there?
Six, because Dowell Loggins.
Okay.
It just seems to me. Tell me if you think I'm wrong. It seems to me like it's one of those three guys that are still playing in the playoffs. To wait till the end to do your two in-house guys where let's get the real work out the way, and then we'll bring Rizzi in, we'll bring Dowell in, we'll let him talk to us, and then we'll wait for our real candidate to get beat out the playoffs or win the Super Bowl, whichever way it goes.
Or we're waiting on Chris Richard, but Dallas seems to be making a play to keep him there somehow. And so if this falls through, then we've done our due diligence. I don't know. I don't know. It's a little bit confusing, the Dolphins' head coaching situation to me.
They're still not the last team because Cincinnati doesn't have a head coach.
Correct.
So
there's that.
There's that. Because in the beginning, I was like, hey, do you want to be one of the first ones to pick out of the new pool? And then they got one coach hired, two, three, and now five, and now six. And I'm like, oh. Well.
It's one of the least desirable coaching jobs in the NFL. There's cachet, obviously, that comes with the Miami Dolphins franchise and living in South Florida. Obviously, we live here for a reason. So, I mean, that's no secret. But coaching-wise, personnel-wise, it's one of the least desirable positions.
And where the league is going, I think guys used to take somewhat pride, I don't know if that's the best word, in rebuilding an organization. I'm coming in. They understand we're bad off. Let me be the architect of this entire thing.
There's something to be said for that, but it's a difficult road to hoe.
I think in the 80s and 90s, it was better. It was more appealing to do that.
You probably had more time, but you had more time back then. It's like you said yesterday, a microwave society. You don't have that kind of time anymore.
Yeah, because they come in, we get a quarterback. You're like, okay, now we got the quarterback, guys. Now let me build the defensive line. And how long is that going to take, coach? A year. So we'll win then? No, I got to build.
Well, then I got to get the secondary.
Yeah. And how long will that take, coach? Right. Another year. And we'll win then? Back in the day, I think it was for a head coach to rebuild the franchise. Now, take what we have and let's get it going.
And again, the notion that maybe Jalen Hurts is visiting Coral Gables on Sunday, there's been that report out there. The thought that maybe Jalen Hurts, there seems to be maybe 3 to 4 teams that he's considering transferring to, and Miami is one of them. Manny Diaz was asked today about the quarterback situation at the University of Miami. This is what he said. We are looking for the solution. If the solution is in Coral Gables, that's fantastic. If the solution is outside of Coral Gables, that's fantastic. If bringing someone from the outside spurs one of our guys to bring his level to the point where they can uphold the standard of being the quarterback at the University of Miami, outstanding. This is an equal opportunity employer. We do not care who plays quarterback for us, but we do care that it's played at the standard that the great ones who have come here before have set. It's a great quote.
He knows what to say to get y'all excited.
It is a great quote. But there are, like, again, that to me is the, you know, I wish someone would have said that about Ryan Tannehill over the past 6 or 7 seasons at Miami, right? Where it's not, you know, there was never a coach that said, we're bringing in so-and-so to challenge Ryan Tannehill. And if it raises his game, well, that's great. There was never that. And there's something to be said for that, especially when you lacked at quarterback. I mean, there was no, I don't think it's a secret, right? I mean, they lacked at the quarterback position last season.
No secret.
And that's the biggest concern, I think, going into next season is, do you go into the season and your only quarterbacks are N'Kosi Perry and Jaren Williams, or is there going to be an upgrade at that position?
And it's a more desirable place now. And it's crazy to say, because we've told the story 100 times. I was committed to play for Mark Richt at UGA. So I respect the man. He is a good coach. I think it's a more desirable transfer team with Manny Diaz.
Yes.
Over Mark Richt, which is crazy to say because Manny's never been a head coach. But I think if Mark Richt was still here, he wouldn't have hired Dan Enos. We know the whole, you know, that's the dominoes are falling. But it seems as if this is what y'all needed to get back on top, because it would have been another year of that offense, another year of the knowing, anticipating every single play offensively. Manny doing his thing up in Temple, and you'd be down here now not knowing if the defense is going to be good. It was a great thing. We talked about it. It was a great thing what Mark Richt did for y'all.
Somebody text in, by the way, you guys are forgetting to mention that Tate Martell from Ohio State is also transferring. Keep an eye out for him. There is that. It doesn't have to be Jalen Hurts. It would be great to have an upgrade at the quarterback position. Somebody else text in, didn't Cincinnati hire Zach Taylor? Isn't that's like on the cusp of being done? Because you said the Bengals haven't.
Yeah, they're very high on Zach Taylor. It looks like he's going to be the next head coach.
That's the Dolphins' old quarterback coach, Zach Taylor?
Yeah.
The Dolphins' old quarterback coach, Zach Taylor.
Hope we play Cincinnati this year.
I mean, that seems. Now, where has he been? Do you know? I have no idea where he's been. But he seems to be the leading candidate for Cincinnati. So.
I would guess. I'm looking it up now. He followed some other coach all around. One of the coaches. Because he came here, he was following coaches around. I think he came with Bill Lazor when he came here. So he's been following somebody around.
He was a quarterback's coach for the Rams.
Oh, okay. All right, so he did better there than he did here. But then you go, you know, it was like when we had Manish Mehta on earlier, we had asked him, you know, about, because he wrote this column in the New York Daily News about the Jets, you know, doing the great thing by hiring Adam Gase. And he kept saying to us, you know, you keep looking at what he did with Miami, but he didn't have a great quarterback there. And I'm like, well, wait a second. That was his guy. I didn't force him to take Ryan Tannehill. That was his guy. Which also leads me to remind everybody, we had Manish Mehta on, a writer for the New York Daily News, and I was concerned about mispronouncing his name. And so every time I reset the interview, I pronounced his name slightly different, right? It was Manish, Manish. I was trying to get it right. I overdid it a little bit. Falero noticed it. He started marking down on his pad every time I pronounced his name differently. And I was doing it purposefully because I wanted to make sure I got it right at some point. But Falero, he made a montage of all the different ways that I pronounced Manish Mehta's name. And I have a tough time believing this wasn't doctored in some fashion. Falero says, no, here it is. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, Manish Mehta. Thank you for making time for us, Manish. Hello, Manish. Manchu Mehta is joining us now.
That's me.
Manish Mehta, he talking with Manute Mehta. Manute. On the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Moses Malone with us here on 560.
Come on.
Manish Mehta. Manchu walk. Thank you for making time for us, Manish. Mehta Manesh with us here on 560 WQAM. Manitoba, Canada.
Oh, come on.
Manish Mehta Manesh. Manish Mehta.
Manish
Manchu walk. Manish Mehta, Manitoba, Canada.
That's ridiculous.
Manchu Mehta. Moses Malone with... Couldn't have been me. Couldn't have been me. Your next code word and your chance to win $1,000 is 5 minutes away.